understand how much power there is in knowing that God is love when the word love is used in such a common way? Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth explains how to activate your faith in God's love and be lifted up to a higher way of living.
Let's open our Bibles once again to 1 John. And chapter 4. And we will again read the 8th verse. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Then let's go to the 16th verse. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. And God, who is love, dwelleth in him. We've been talking about having faith in the love of God, believing that love, trusting that love, and renewing our minds to think love, God, love, not just God, to the place where someone says God, we immediately think love. Someone says love, we immediately think God. And we talked about the fact that there's really been, that there's has not been enough emphasis made on this. And therefore, Christian people just sling the word love around about any way you want. Do you love everything from popcorn to, you know, to a new set of tires on your car that you love so much. And that's not good. That is not a good thing, because it brings the love command to a place where it really doesn't mean much, because of no impact on the word love itself. But now, without the word love having impact on our thinking, then the true nature of God doesn't shine through like it should. Because far too many Christian people that think God is their problem, that he's the one causing most of the trouble in some form of strange punishment of some kind. And that's a lie from hell. That's not God. So, having faith in that love. Now, if you're going to talk about having faith, then we need to talk about faith. Amen. And I don't know, there's just something about this crowd, you know, here we start talking about one thing, but you're going to wind up on faith about 2/3 of the time. You get right back around to the subject of faith again. You have to. It has to be a constant, consistent meditation and dwelling on the laws that govern faith. Amen. You have to practice these things. Well, in fact, while we're right here, let's look at something. Look in the second chapter of 1 John, in the 5th verse, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Now notice what he's saying. Who keeps his word? Well, to keep the word, You've got to stay in the Word. And he's referring here to the commandments of God. And when you walk and practice the commandments of God, you're practicing love. Because the only way you're going to be able to keep all those commandments is to walk in love. Well, yes, sir. I'll do it. Let's go over to the book of Romans, the 13th chapter. Don't lose your place there in 1 John. Romans 13. And we'll look at the 9th verse. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, did you hear that? If there be any other commandment, whew, I like that. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly. Briefly, it doesn't take long to figure this out. It is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Glory to God. So when you're walking in love, you're keeping the commandments by keeping the commandment. Amen? But now you have to remember, it is a commandment. Walking in love is not optional. Unless you want a house full of devils. Because if you decide that you're not going to forgive and so forth and so on, hey, you got to, I can tell you right now, I don't know you, but if I find out you walking in unforgiveness, I just start praying right now you be delivered from the devil. Because I guarantee you he's got your innermost counsel. People that walk by sight and not by faith, or walk by feelings, that's what's so dangerous about following your feelings. Because in this natural realm is where Satan functions. And if you're following feelings, whoo, he is a feeling devil. I mean, the very first thing he'll say to you is, why don't you feel and see if you heal? Why don't you look and see if the thing's actually gone? If he can get you over into the feel and see and look and see, he'll whip you and he'll do it every day from 9 to 5. He'll just spank you all the time. Well, I'm going to forgive. And so by faith you forgive. Lord, I forgive her. Oh, I forgive. Whew. And then, sure enough, Sunday morning, boy, there she is again. And the minute you see her, and then you get under guilt and condemnation. Oh, God, I thought I forgave her. You're believing your feelings. You're not believing the Word. Your feelings are in the habit of doing that every time they see her. But you made a decision to forgive, and if you'll stand on it, I'm telling you, those feelings will turn so fast it isn't even funny. And let me remind you, Thanksgiving's coming. You're going to have to go that family gathering again. So get ready. Get ready. I learned this from Brother Moore. Now, I don't, I never met Keith's folks. But I learned this from him, so. No. He said you just need to put that smile on your face, you know, because Uncle Doodad's going to be there, and you know him. I mean, we ain't going to get through Thanksgiving dinner. He's going to be talking about religion or politics or both. And then here we go. We're going to fuss all the rest of the afternoon. And after all, here comes the holy roller. What's he got to say? Don't get all braced for the fuss. Amen? Just put the smile on your face. And say, Lord, thank you. I'm walking in your commandment. You commanded me as a soldier in the army of the Lord to forgive, and I forgive. Oh, it's so good to see you. And they looking at you like, what? It's so good to see you. Oh, it's so good to see you. By the time Thanksgiving over, they don't want to think about you. Wonder what's come over him. The Word of God. Now that's practicing the Word. Practicing, keeping, practicing the Word. What does practice make? Perfect. It perfects particularly the flesh. The flesh can be trained to discern both good and evil. The 5th chapter of the book of Hebrews tells you that. That this flesh can be trained. It has no mind of its own. It is just a reactionary tool. And you train it. There's a lot of stuff that my flesh used to just absolutely demand that it don't want anymore. No, it found out we don't act like that anymore. Amen. And you know, you can slap yourself around. Yeah, the Apostle Paul said he buffeted his body. Slap it around. Amen. There's certain things you ain't got any business saying. And particularly, you don't have any business judging other people. Well, if I'd have been him, I wouldn't have done that. Look, dumb, if you'd have been him, that's exactly what you'd have done. Forgive me for calling you dumb. Meathead. Now, that's scriptural. That's scriptural. I can call you meathead. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. What is chile con carne? Anybody tell me what that is? That's, chili with meat. Carne. Carnal. So carnal minded is being a meathead. Are we there? Amen. Glory. Now, where in the world was it? So now, practicing the love of God, practicing the presence of God, where you're never over a few minutes at a time where you're completely unaware of God. That's right. that you're there with Him and He's there with you all the time, all the time. Running conversation with Him all the time, all the time. Thinking about the Word. When someone says something to you, you need to have your mind renewed to the point when they say something, your mind just automatically clicks over and says, what does the Word say about that? You get out on the street and you get, you know, and you're thinking you have what you say. And you're watching your words. And somebody said, well, I'll tell you one thing, that just tickles you to death, don't it? Yeah, well, I'll see y'all later if a train don't hit me. Ha 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 ha. And you're thinking, I wouldn't say that for any amount of money. What's happening? Your mind's being renewed by the Word. And you're hearing things that don't fit your vocabulary anymore because you're in a higher place than that. The high ground. Walking in the Word all the time, it's perfecting. Loving perfects loving. Walking in love, being constantly aware of it, will renew your mind of what you hear and what you think, particularly when you begin to be aware of the word love, and love is God. Love is God. God, well, we're right here in 1 John. Let's take a look at it. We're up there in the second chapter. Verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Now look at this. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now you can be born again and the love of God is in you, but it is not dominant in you. It's not abiding in you. You remember Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and it will be done unto you. Of course, that's a powerful prayer scripture. Well, a born again child of God, born of the Spirit of God, but not have the word abiding in you or alive in you. You have to practice it. You have to take the time to get into it and spend time with the Lord. You spend time listening to messages, listening to preaching. Praise God. Instead of just feeding off of the news media all the time. Some of them folks will lie to you. You can't get all your information out of the world. So how you do it? You stay with the Word of God all the time. So now look at this. All that is in the world, these are the things that are in the world. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. The world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever. Amen. So here again, the scripture says, the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy and he said, tell those people that have money to not be high-minded, be ready to distribute. For God gives us all things to enjoy. Amen. We talked about that last night, but I wanted to remind you of it again. He didn't give you things to love. No, 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 no. Then what do we love? We love God. We love His Word. We love people. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Love your family. Thank God. Love your church. Love your pastor. First of all, find out where your church is and get in it. Did you hear me say first of all? Don't hunt the job and then try to find the church. find the church, because you find the church where God has called you to be, and the job is there. Amen. That's where the job's going to be. I don't care if that church happens to be on the other side of the world. Go get in it, because that's where your grace is. Glory to God. Now, perfected love casteth out fear. Let's go over there where we were when it started all that. Verse 16 of chapter 4. We have known and believed, or have faith in the love of God that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Well, of course not. There's no fear in God. Amen. There's no darkness in God. There's no fear in God. But perfected, growing love casteth out fear, because this is love. This is God working to get the fear out of you and me. Amen. Why? Because fear has torment. That's right. And wherever there's torment, there's the tormentor. And the torment is in the fear. And the torment in the fear is the connector with the spirit of fear, who is also the spirit of death. And he is the tormentor. Yes. Amen? Yeah. And God wants you and me completely free of that. All the time, free of it. Blessed to be free. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it.
Begin every day from a place of strength and faith. From Faith to Faith, a daily guide to victory by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, has been encouraging believers with the Word in their daily times of devotions. Spiritual, physical, and even financial victories have all been won by applying these time-tested principles to the everyday challenges of life. This daily devotional is filled with 365 messages that will help you start your day off right. Each day includes a daily scripture as well as a practical teaching that will help you apply God's Word to your own life. By feeding your faith each day, it will eventually grow into a faith that can move mountains. The fight of faith isn't won overnight. Years ago, the Lord told Gloria, "Inconsistency lies the power." Let the power of God's Word explode inside you, moving you from faith to faith and from victory to victory. Start your day in the Word. Request your free TV offer, the daily devotional from Kenneth Copeland Ministries entitled From Faith to Faith. Call 800-600-7395 and receive our most popular daily devotional free. Build your faith in the Word and stay strong spiritually. Request your free TV offer of this daily devotional today. One per person, please. Offer good for 60 days. Be sure to order your copy today.
Before we leave today, I want to really encourage you to take us up on this offer to receive your free copy of the Faith to Faith devotional. I mean, this thing around here, it's a classic because it has ministered to so many people for so many years. It's going to be an encouragement to you. It's going to be an encouragement to anybody who will take time to put their eyes on the Word of God, the anointed Word, every single day. So if you don't have this, this would be a great time to get one. We just want you to have it. All you need to do is just call us or visit our website to order your copy. Now, next Sunday, you need to know, it marks the beginning of our big 50th anniversary celebration here at the Southwest Believers Convention right here, Fort Worth, Texas. I'm going to be there. My wife, Sarah, and I have been invited to come minister to the teenagers on Friday night, Saturday morning, so many other wonderful guest ministers ministering to your children. ministering to your teenagers. This isn't just about you coming and getting filled up with the Word of God. This is about the whole family getting in this thing, getting so completely immersed and submersed in the Word of God, in the will of God, in the plan of God. This can be a life-changing week for you and your family. It can be a marker on the timeline of your family where you look back and you say, my children and my teenagers walked away different. How would you like to see that? Every parent would. Well, get them into a place like this where the Word of God is being preached. It will affect them. It'll affect their hearts in a profound way, and not to mention what it will do for you to get in the Word of God where it's being preached day and night for a solid week. You will never be the same again. Hey, listen, thanks so much for joining us today on the broadcast. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
50 years of revelation, 50 years of anointed meetings, 50 years of lives changed, culminating at one huge week-long event. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is celebrating 50 years of ministry, and there's no better place to celebrate with us than the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas, with new dates, July 30th through August 5th. Start the week off with powerful worship from the One Worship Team. Join the Copelands, Jesse Duplantis, Jerry Savelle, Creflo Dollar, Bill Winston, and Keith Moore for life-changing messages from the Word of God. Come early to the morning and evening sessions for pre-service prayer with Terry Copeland Pearson's. Healing School is Saturday. Come with expectancy. Bring the whole family. Children and youth services are going on all week. The 2017 Southwest Believers Convention. Register today at kcm.org/swbc17.
No man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost.
We were in that project house, little shotgun house there in Tulsa. I'm studying these things and reading, and I saw that.
If no man can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost, then a man can say Jesus is Lord by the Holy Ghost.
And I'm telling you, the Spirit of God come up on the inside of me, and I just started saying Jesus is Lord over everything I could think of, and I'm still doing it.
As the ministry has grown and the KCM logo has changed over the years, the message has remained the same. Jesus is Lord. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's free TV offer. Order your copy today. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year.